This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got about an hour left in the show. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joseph is in Cape Cod.
Joseph, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Pat. Yeah, I have a question. By the way, I've been listening to your father for so many years. I really loved him, and I really miss him. But I love hearing his voice on the commercials because it reminds me he's still around.
That's one of my things. People said, get rid of the commercial. Nope, not doing it.
No way.
Yeah.
I love it.
Awesome.
I think it's awesome. He was an awesome guy. I really enjoyed him.
Definitely.
But listen, my big question is skip laurels on Cape Cod. I made an investment to make like a privacy hedge with skip laurels in, based on the garden center's owner telling me that skip laurels were fine on Cape Cod and they will prosper and grow. And when the first year that I planted them, they actually developed little spots and all, like, not spots, the holes in the leaves, totally round all over the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
When I called the garden center, he said not to be concerned, that it was from transplanting them and so forth. But they definitely have not grown very much. And one of my major questions that me and my wife have is, are we screwing up on the irrigation part of it? Are we not watering them enough, or are we watering them too much? Is that play a big thing? And they are out in the open.
Okay. So you said they've been in for 2 years?
Yes. This is going on the third year, yeah.
Okay. So the good thing for this year is usually the third year of a plant being established in any growing area will be the year that it should grow the most. Okay. It usually, the first season that you put it in, it's getting used to it. It's putting its root system out and getting established. The second year, it's developing a little bit more, but it's not going too, like, insane when it comes to its growth. It's the third year that it's starting to happen. This year, did you see any growth at all?
Well, actually, we do not have an irrigation system, but we do water some hydrangeas. Mm-hmm. That are very close to it, and the skip laurel that was closest to where we were watering the hydrangea seems like the one that's doing the best.
Okay. So I think that, that's part of it. What I, one of the things I'd like to see you maybe think about for spring, right, is getting a soaker hose that for the skip laurel, I'm assuming you said they were in like a hedge form, right?
Yep.
So getting a soaker hose to go around the hedge. And being able to get a hose to it to just kind of let it soak the root system every few, 3 to 5 days, right?
Okay.
In this spring, because as you already noticed, when you're watering close to it, that one does better. They want a deep watering. They want the watering down to the lowest part of the root system. The further it goes down, the deeper the roots will develop, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I would also suggest in the spring is using some like holly tone on there to give it a start at the beginning of the season to give it a pop of fertilizer on all of them. Some people will even use like a Milorganite fertilizer. You know, you've probably heard my father in the past talk about Milorganite for the lawn, yes. But you can actually use it as a fertilizer. You know, the other thing that can happen, what I'd like to see done, is looking at some of the growth on it, seeing if there's any dead or dying branches, any cross branches, any branches that are rubbing. So what you'll try to do is you thin the plant out a little bit to allow the sun to hit in the inside to grow a little bit more, right? To push more growth, let some airflow go through it, but also when you do prune, it does force the hormones to grow more into the plant. So that's one of the things we're looking to do. But again, the third year is usually the year that most plants that you've put into the ground will start to establish themselves and show the most growth for you.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think I made a mistake? I mean, I made an investment in these, you know, because I followed the manufacturers of the greenhouses instructions on the label, and, you know, put them, spaced them correctly, because thinking about, you know, the potential of their growth, I didn't want to put them too close to each other and so forth. So I've given them plenty of room. The other thing I was thinking of, Pat, is if it doesn't work out this year, should I transplant them to another area?
You could, but you'd want to wait till the fall to transplant them, just based on if you do. So you're not going to notice any of like the it being a success of a year just from the first part of the season. You wouldn't notice it. You wouldn't notice until it gets warmer. And when it gets warm, transplanting is just a bad idea. So later in the season would be the time to transplant it. But I do think adding like a soaker hose around them, sometimes you can even kind of cover it with mulch so you're not even seeing the hose, and attaching that maybe twice a week and letting it just sit for like half hour, 45 minutes, that's going to help the water, the roots get that water retention, get a little bit stronger, and then show some growth for you. But again, I really think the third year is usually when you're seeing the most growth.
Well, you know, me and my family like going to this restaurant in Hyannis, and it's really sad. We look out the window of this restaurant, and their skip laurels are, like, beautiful, and we're going, oh, my God, that's what we want! You
know? Yeah.
It's like, and actually, their skip laurels, this particular restaurant, they're actually in a kind of like an alleyway where they are protected, and I was saying, well, maybe they're protected, and they're just becoming, they're stronger than ours, being out in the open.
Yeah, so I don't think it's necessarily like that protection, especially, I mean, being on the Cape, you're in a zone 7, versus like if you were up my way when we're in a zone 6, you know, 6A, 6B area. So they don't do as well up here. They want a little bit of the warmth. So maybe if you've had some damage from snow or something, that could be part of it. But I really think the third season is when it really starts to develop for you.
Oh, great! Yeah, that's awesome. I'm not gonna transplant them until after another full year anyway. I definitely want them to be successful, but I just feel discouraged. Like maybe we shouldn't have planted skip laurels on Cape Cod. You know?
No, you definitely can. It's not something that doesn't grow there, right? I mean, you've seen it. Obviously, you've been to Hyannis.
Yeah.
You've seen it there. So it is something that grows. It takes a little bit of time to develop. I would look to make sure you do fertilize this season with like a holly tone, something along those lines, because that's going to help with its development. So look to do that as well as maybe a drip irrigation type system.
Pat, I also have another, this is kind of a question too that I see, you know, around Chatham and so forth.
Yep.
A lot of the landscapers will cover some of the shrubs with the cloth. What do you call that? The
burlap.
Burlap.
Yep.
Yeah, they cover it with, that wouldn't be something I'd want to cover the skip laurels with burlap or anything to protect them, to
give
them a little bit more. No.
I'm not a huge proponent of the burlap because of the fact that sometimes, unless you're by like a really windy, salty area by the ocean, it just sometimes with burlap, it doesn't allow some of the sun in as much. I would want to rely more on Mother Nature and snow, because snow is a good thing for the plants to help protect them. If anything, if you were really worried, I mean, I'd rather look at something like, you've probably seen them too, is like the little teepees that people will put over plants. That would be something better because it doesn't hold the sunlight out from it for all winter as well. Because you're getting like a filtered sun versus like a regular full sun.
It's kind of a mix.
I'm not a huge proponent of having to burlap everything, honestly. I think you're okay.
Pat, I just have one other question, just
sure.
for your knowledge, because this is the country of hydrangeas, and we have the hydrangea queen down here. Is it? I used to put rusty tools underneath the hydrangeas to change the color of the flower. And C.L. Fenari down here said that won't do anything for the hydrangea.
You could, but you're just looking to soil to make that soil very acidic. That's the biggest thing. And so you can add some sort of acidifier, that's the best way to do it. I gotta hit a break. I apologize. We're gonna be right back.
To grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have some more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do have some calls online, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Cynthia is in Osterville asking about her daughter in Austin.
Okay. Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Cynthia, are you there? All right.
Maybe she walked away. We've got Donna in Mass.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Although this isn't really a garden question,
that's okay.
What is the yellow, I'm going to call it fungus, that grows on the cemetery stones, and what can you do to get rid of it?
So it's like it's usually a lichen. Sometimes it'll get like green, but it's a yellow type fungus. There are some products out there that you can use. There's a product called Wet and Forget.
Mm-hmm.
That will help clean up things like that, right? You can use it on like a roof. You can use it on siding. You can use it on concrete. They're usually... they only come, if I remember correctly, in concentrates. So you would need to like bring like a spray bottle with it.
I've used that before. I didn't know if it would hurt the stone or not.
No. So actually, I just found. So I went to their website real quick while we were talking. They do have one that you that actually has like a little attachment, so you can attach like a sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer just the gallons or half gallons.
Okay.
So I would look at using something like that because it is a moss, mildew, mold, algae cleaner, right?
Okay.
So what you need to do first is kind of clean it off, you know, kind of just wash some of it off first and then spray the wet and forget, let it sit, and then wash it off from that. So I think you should be fine by doing that.
Okay.
But this would be one that I would definitely use.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Donna. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We do have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jill's in Hudson.
Jill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Happy New Year, Patrick.
You as well.
I had actually two questions.
Sure.
I have a 30-year-old hydrangea, and I was wondering if you could divide that in the spring.
Hydrangeas don't like to be divided. They are usually just one plant. You could try to take some cuttings from it, but dividing is really hard to do because it does come from one stem. If it was multiple, it would be fine to do, but most hydrangeas, if not all, are just one plant.
Oh, okay. So if I did cut it in half, it would probably die. It wouldn't do well if I...
Yeah, so, I mean, you could prune it to make it smaller and maybe try to take some cuttings from it, but cutting it down the center could just kill the whole plant.
Oh, okay. All right, because I've tried to make it bloom. It bloomed for years, but now that it's gotten older, I've tried all different kinds of things, and it still won't. I only get one little blossom on it, and
okay.
So I thought maybe it needed to be divided.
No, so...
It would shock it, and then it would bloom again.
So what? One thing you could do this spring, this early spring, once you're starting to see growth happen, you know, once you're starting to see the leaves pop, what I would look at using is like a super phosphate, a fertilizer with a heavy middle number. Okay, they have some super phosphates, which is like 0440 or 0180 or anything that has a high middle number. That phosphorus helps develop a root system, but it also helps push blossoms. Okay, so if you start to see one blossom on it, that's when you would look to do like a liquid phosphorus, like heavy phosphorus, like Bloom Booster. Whereas the early spring, I want you to use a granular, so it's a slower release and works throughout the season. Okay, so once the ground thaws, using a super phosphate onto the hydrangeas, and then if you start to see the sign of a flower, then use a liquid phosphate, because the liquid phosphate's readily available, easier for the plant. Usually only lasts about 2 weeks, but it will help push some of those flowers. That should definitely help it. And don't prune at any of the sticks, depending upon the style, early spring. Kind of let it go. And I know it doesn't look great, but letting it go a little bit might actually help prolong the flowers for the season. I have to hit a break, so if you have some more questions, hang tight for me. I'll be right back, okay? So
hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New data from Oxford University shows Israel has administered more COVID-19 vaccinations than any other nation, with over 1 million people receiving a shot. As countries like the United States fall behind on immunization goals, Israel has given coronavirus doses to over 10% of its population of 9.2 million since December 19th. Legendary broadcaster Larry King is at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California, with COVID-19. Mr. King is in isolation and not permitted to have any visitors, including from his family. Pregnant and lactating women were not a part of the clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccines, but most experts say it's safe for them to get vaccinated. As of December 11th, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices issued an interim recommendation for the Pfizer-BioNTech drug to be given to all Americans over the age of 16. USA Radio News. Let's catch up with college football bowl season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Bowl season wrapped up Saturday with four games on the schedule. Ole Miss upset number 11 Indiana 26-20 in the Outback Bowl. Kentucky rushed for 281 yards to beat number 23 NC State 23-21 in the Gator Bowl. Number 10 Iowa State beat number 25 Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl 34-17. And number 5 Texas A&M pulled away from number 13 North Carolina late for a 41-27 victory in the Orange Bowl. The final game of the college football season is set to come on January 11th when number 1 Alabama and number 3 Ohio State will square off for the national championship. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tony Romo will not call Sunday's game between the Cardinals and Rams for CBS because of COVID-19 protocols, the network announced Saturday. Boomer Esiason will take Romo's place alongside Jim Nantz for Week 17, scheduled for 4:25 p.m. Eastern. CBS did not say if Romo tested positive for coronavirus or has been in close contact with someone who has. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Jill. I gave some ideas of what to do with the hydrangea. I know you had said you had a couple questions. Is that correct, Jill?
Yes, yes, I had one more. It's sure. About a, if you could recommend a good indoor palm plant that's maybe disease resistant or does well in cooler temperatures and probably diffuse sunlight.
Okay. How big are you looking for the palm tree to get?
Probably just like, well, let's see, maybe like 2 feet or 3 feet.
Okay. There is the, I'm trying to think of the name of it off the top of my head. I apologize. The areca palm there, sometimes known as like a bamboo palm. That's the nice easy one. Indirect light, part shade. That's nice and easy to grow inside. That's not going to get huge. I'm trying to think. Because everything else is either really big or small. Like, you could go like a sago palm, but that stays small. Ponytail palm might get like a foot tall. There is like a... I think your best bet, to be honest, is the areca palm, or like the what do they call it, a parlor palm, I believe, or was no, it's
parlor. I've heard of a parlor palm. Yeah. I had one for years. It was like 15 years old, and
yep.
Then it started dying off, and I haven't been able to find another. Like, it got these little black flies, like fruit, I don't know if it was fruit flies or what, but it got diseased, so I ended up throwing it out, and I bought one from like Home Depot, and
yep.
That started dying after a few months. That was a majestic palm, and that didn't
yep.
do well at all. I think they're Florida plants or something.
Yeah, so what I would look at it doing, you know, what probably happened was you had fungus gnats. Fungus gnats are they look like little fruit flies that come out of the soil. They kind of just go crazy
wow.
in the air. So there's something to use for that. There's a systemic house plant that you can grow, put into the soil that will help get rid of those, plus spraying with like a neem oil or an all seasons oil. Both would be organic. but another, the Eureka palm is also known as like a butterfly palm. The majestic palm, as you said, that's one, or majesty palm. You could even do like a yucca plant. That's almost considered a palm. So there's a couple in there. Just, you know, it's the sunlight, making sure there's humidity in the air. That's a big thing, too. Humidity really helps them. They are tropical type house plants that need that moisture. You could also look at like a bamboo palm, right? Bamboo palms are really like bush type palms. You could definitely take a look at that.
Okay. I'll try one of those. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your help.
All right, Jill. Good luck.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Yeah, they just keep coming in. Cynthia's in Osterville. She made it back.
All right, Cynthia, welcome back. How can we help you today?
So much. I hope this goes through because I was holding for you. Listen, just before I ask about my daughter's concern, the skipjack laurel, a question to ask about that because I have one, love the look, and the leaves stay on through the winter. How much light does that need?
It does take a fair amount of light. It's not one that, it can take a lot of shade. I would, let's rewind a little bit. It'll take some shade, but not like, it's not like an all day shade, right?
Okay.
So the thing is, it'll still form in throughout because it'll become dense and will create like shade.
Beautiful. I bought a huge one.
Yeah. So I wouldn't, it can take some shade, but like filtered sun to some more sun would be the way I would look at it.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking that maybe I'll replace my dapple willow, which the bunny rabbits are eating, and maybe put the skipjack there. Okay,
right.
And this may be unfair to ask you. I have a daughter in the Hill Country just at the Austin border.
Okay.
And they had to dig up some shrubs that Haley loved for their privacy. And I don't know what kind of shrubs they are. But they're going to be out of the ground for a couple of weeks. And I am telling her maybe to use some of the protolizer. She said, Mom, how can I, save these? Because they'll be out, out of dirt. Any ideas? All I can think of is to have her call Victoria and to buy protolizer. I don't know what to do.
So protolizer would...
advisor.
Yeah, protolizer would be good. What I'd also like to see happen with the plants, try to get them in a shady area while they're above ground. Right? Reason being is they won't dry out as quickly. The sun won't burn them a bit.
And again, it's Austin, so it's probably in the 40s, 30s.
Yep. But the sun, so what the way I look at it is the roots are exposed to the sun,
correct.
Right? So if they go into a shadier area, they're not going to get as, even with the, 40s temperature wise, they're not going to cook up as much.
Should you cover them with a tarp?
I wouldn't cover it with a tarp. I'd look at getting maybe some burlap from a garden center. The garden center you can put around it because a lot of plants, when they're dug up from the ground, and a garden center will actually be what they call B&B. It's balled and burlapped. So it's dug up and then burlap put around it. The burlap will hold some of the moisture in there and will help actually keep them going. So I think it would be all right to do that without a problem. And just the watering is the biggest thing when they're above ground.
And how does
ground.
She use the protolizer? Does she pour that on the root system along with the water?
Yeah, so what she would want to do is she would want to water first, right? So water the plants so the plants have absorbed the water. Then take the protolizer, mix it in like a watering can. and water each plant with it mixed into it. Because
and how often?
So for something along those lines, maybe once a week, because of the fact that there's the shock that it's going through. So I would look at once a week, and then once it goes into the ground in the new spot, every couple weeks for the first month, and then go to once a month.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you. And, you know, I love Victoria, and she is such a sweetheart. For listeners that don't know her, you can talk to her, and she is just fabulous. Give her a call. And when I lived in D.C., she's not far from where I was. And anyway, neat woman and full of information. So thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem, Cynthia. Thanks for coming back on. It was a great question to be asking.
Great. Thanks.
Have a great one.
Bye. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year, everybody there. I planted rosemary and cut off some, and I planted them in water. They have roots, but when do I plant them in dirt, or should I plant them in dirt, in potting soil?
So they already developed the roots?
Yes.
I would put them in now.
Okay, and just put them in now, because some of them in the water have turned brown. You know,
So the ones that have turned brown and are just, you know, cut back the brown, but if they do have a root on them, they want to be put into soil. So it's done. The water has done its job. So I would be putting those into soil as quickly as possible. I mean, it's not like a life or death, but it is something that it'd be more beneficial for them to be in the soil at this point.
Okay, but I would put them in small pots, right?
Yes. So,
really small plants, about 4 inches tall.
Yeah, you know, I might use like a 4 to 6 inch pot for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Margaret.
You too. Have a wonderful year, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Freetown.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hello.
I have two dwarf orange trees. I've had them for 47 years, and I've never had any problems with them. They looked healthy during the summer, and even this summer they looked fine with a lot of flowers. And I brought them in the house, and they're starting to look terrible. I don't know what to do.
Are they okay? So when you say terrible, what's happened to them? How are the? Is it?
Well, there's a lot of dead branches.
Okay.
The leaves are falling off, and I don't know if maybe because they're too old. They're 47 years old.
I don't think that's the issue. So, what's different this year than last year? Is there anything? Is there anything different?
Maybe the heat this summer.
No rain.
And no rain, but I did water them when they were outside.
Yeah, so that definitely has some issues with it when it goes into a drought like that. It will start to revert back to trying to create seedlings, starting to just cut back on the size of it. So that could be part of it. What I'd like to see you do is take deep waterings for it. So the watering will.
I did that.
Okay. What is it in for, like sunlight?
It gets full sun all day long.
Perfect. Now, what about like humidity? Is the humidity there for it?
Our house is kind of dry, but we do have humidifiers adding moisture in the air.
Yeah, so I would like to see you add some humidity to the area. Actually, what it does is it helps the plants survive a little bit. The moisture is something that the plants need. I'd also try to take a look at using like an all-purpose fertilizer, just to give it something.
I did pick up excuse me. I did pick up Dr. Earth fertilizer for fruits.
Okay.
Last night, so maybe I should do that.
I would be using that. The other thing you can do is there's a product from Natural Alternative called Protolizer. Protolizer is like the perfect for a plant that's going through shock like this. You mix it in with your watering can. When it's going through shock like this, you can do it once a week, and then you go to two times a month, and then once a month. Protolizers from Natural Alternative, you can go online to purchase that at naturalalternative.com. And you're looking for Protolizer. Protolizer is basically, it's vitamins for your plants. It works hand in hand with fertilizer. So you're getting all the benefits of the fertilizer, and it's actually helping get to the plant a little bit better. It's got microbes in it that are beneficial for the root system, so I would definitely look at doing that as well.
Oh, should I trim the dead branches?
Yes. Get rid of the dead. They're not going to help on there. Definitely get rid of the dead.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are going to be wrapping up the show here. I do have a couple calls, so we're going to get to those and try to wrap everything up. So, Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Barnstable.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Happy New Year. And I
you
hope
as well.
This year will be a healthy one for all. I have a couple of questions. I'm in Barnstable.
Yep.
And I have the front of my house. I have two areas and the steps going down the middle. And I had some rhododendrons there, and I had it removed because it just kept on blocking my bay view. And I had some tall green, some sort of shrubs, and I had that removed. So it's all bare now on both sides of the house. And each area is approximately around 25 feet long. And I want to put some shrubs or evergreens. And I wanted to have some sort of color in the fall as well. Now, keep in mind that one side of the house gets full sun. The other side, there's a tree in the middle, so it's somewhat shady. So I'm going to need probably six plants for the sun and probably six for the shaded area. What do you recommend for something like that?
So for one of the areas, and it'll take some shade, some sun, a PJM rhododendron would be nice because it has some fall color, whereas the leaves turn a little bit...
I don't want anything that gets big. I don't. In other words, I'm trying to keep it like around 4 feet or 5 feet high. I don't want to go too crazy.
Okay. So the PJMs can get 4 to 6 feet tall. Those are nice, you know, maybe the biggest that you could go there. You can also...
What are they called again? What are
a PJM rhododendron.
PJM rhododendron,
yep.
Okay.
So the PJM will get like a red tinge to the color of the leaves for the winter.
Uh-huh.
It'll flower in the spring. It's a real nice looking plant there.
Okay.
you could also, you said you're really looking for, like, the fall, winter color, right?
Right, and I don't mind evergreens, too, you know what I'm saying? So if it needs an, instead of, it's the front of the house, so it's got to look somewhat uniform and proper. And
okay.
Not just up and down so much, you know what I'm saying?
No, I completely, so, completely understand.
Yeah.
So one of the things you could do, right, you could be adding some evergreens so they kind of sit, maybe some different types of hollies that are nice and easy, but then adding some perennials in to get the different colors, some small, like, ground cover perennials. You could do some, like, sedums. You could do some asters, that type of thing to get some of that color. You could also do some daylilies. You could do... some astilbe in the shady area that has some sun. You could
what
do
is that called? What is that
astilbe?
So
it's astilbe, A-S-T-I-L-B-E. That would take sun and some shade. But it's a perennial, but that might be some nice color to add to some evergreens. So you're getting color at different times. I think that would be some of the best way to do it. To get some of that different color as well. You could look at doing, like, Montauk daisies. You could...
Montauk daisies. Those are perennials as well.
Yes. You could do some different types of sages, some salvia. You know, those are some nice ones to add some color, and then stick with maybe the evergreens, like hollies or boxwoods or calmia or pyeris or... you know, those types, right? I think those would be very helpful to add to it, and then you could kind of pick and choose the color you want going forward with different areas.
Okay. I have one question for you.
Sure.
I took down an apple tree about maybe 7 years ago.
Yep.
This thing's about 30 feet tall. So it's only 25 to 30 feet. It's pretty tall, 25 feet tall.
Yep.
And I get a lot of flowers during the spring, and I sprayed it with some stuff. It's like an oily substance, I guess.
Yep.
On the tree, I've gotten two apples out of it.
I gotta wrap up quick. But one thing I would do is don't spray when it's flowering, because you can spray some of the pollinators. Okay, that's part of it.
Okay.
Then the other thing I would do is just fertilize it with a heavy middle number in the spring, like a phosphorus, heavy middle number, and that should really help
what
you.
What is that called? Heavy what?
The phosphorus. It's the middle number of a fertilizer. I gotta go, though, so until next week, everybody, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and wear a mask.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.